Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/Nice Guys versus R/Nice Girls, where you get to decide which group is crazier, even though this time I can pretty much tell you that it's definitely the guys. Posted to Reddit. To be honest, dude, I wouldn't waste your time even bothering. I left this cute waitress at Starbucks my number, and she took it, but I never got a text. It's been 2 weeks now, and nothing. So I went over today, and she was there working, and I left her my number again by telling her that she might have misplaced the one I gave her in a joking manner. And she said that she just didn't feel comfortable, but it's a text. If you're not comfortable texting, then why take my number in the first place? Even though I think she's an idiot, I'm gonna go there tomorrow and give her a small bunch of flowers just to see if I can mend this somehow, haha. F this university. I've been crushing on someone for months, never talked to them, waiting for the right moment. I watched them for ages. Today, I built up the courage to buy her flowers, and she doesn't even care. She says that she has a boyfriend, which I know is a lie, and then when I call her out, she calls me a creep? I'm effing sick of females at this university. Can't appreciate an act of old-fashioned romance. I bet if some Chad went Mad Mike on you, you wouldn't make up some lame excuse, you effing liar. Females are so cruel these days to the kindest of men. Man, I'm trying to imagine someone you've literally never talked to in your entire life. Maybe never even seen in your entire life. Comes up to you out of the blue with flowers and is like, can I go on a date with you? It's like, huh? What? Who are you? Why'd you bring me flowers? Do we know each other? If anything, that seems more confusing than romantic. Posted to Reddit. I've come to accept the fact that all the women in the world came together and agreed to never date me specifically. This sounds crazy, but you're not me. You don't understand what I've been through. Looking back at my relationship history, I've only been in 2 relationships, and they were both pretty short and sucky, like 2 months at most. And I've been rejected so many times, I just stopped trying. I don't bother anymore. I'm just stuck making friends. I also came to accept that my queen, whom I haven't met yet, is dead because seeing how many women are getting killed by serial killers and their abusive boyfriends or husbands, my soulmate is probably among the dead. So I'm screwed. I can't force a woman to see me as her future hubby, and maybe after I die and get reincarnated, I might get lucky. Then beneath that Reddit post, someone replies, yeah, I know. I was at the all-female women meeting where we decided collectively to just avoid you. On this next post, OP has a boyfriend of 3 years, so she turned down this guy's request for dates and nudes. Then she gets this.
I just can't believe you. I've complimented you for months by swiping up on your story. I've offered so many times to take you out to dinner and pay, but all I get is thank you or I have a boyfriend. You seriously disgust me. Even if you did have a boyfriend, I would be an upgrade, and it's sad that you can't see that. Pathetic, really. I go to the gym, I have a 6-figure paying job, and I'm quite attractive. And that's still not enough to even take you on a date or receive any pictures from my efforts? I can't tell if you're blind or ungrateful. Maybe both. I don't even find you attractive anymore with how selfish and just rude you are to me after I've been so generous with my compliments and time. I hope your current boyfriend treats you like your last ex, since you clearly need some karma in your life to teach you a lesson. Lol, okay.
Man, I do nice guys versus nice girls because, you know, I want to be able to see which one's worse, but man, the nice guys are really coming out swinging this time around, aren't they? On this next post, Opie has a guy friend and he sends her this advice. You have medium-sized boobs, which are nice, and to be honest, boob size doesn't really matter as long as you have boobs big enough to grab a handful of and they have a nice shape, like a ripe mango or something, which you more than have. Your thighs are the perfect ratio of muscles and fat, big enough for a guy who likes thick things to appreciate, but also small enough to not make them seem overweight, which also a guy who likes skinny girls can appreciate. Your belly may be a hit or miss with people, depending on their tastes. You have enough chub on your body to make you seem full and whole when someone hugs you or is on top of you. But once again, although it's not enough chub to make you look fat, someone whose beauty standards are for a girl to be super slim may find that off-putting. Me, personally, as a guy, I find your level of chub attractive at an instinctive level. Probably because, evolutionarily speaking, chub means a female has enough resources to bear a child and successfully mate with me. No joke, if a guy hasn't been brainwashed or is able to ignore modern beauty standards, mild levels of belly chub is a legit point of attraction for men at a biological level, almost the same as big boobs are. Wait, hold up. What did I just read? What was that? I can't even tell what this is exactly. Is he trying to build her up? Is he trying to compliment her by telling her that she has mango-shaped boobs? Or is he hitting on her? Because if he's hitting on her, this is an awful blunder. I genuinely can't tell.
Hey, Happy New Year.
It's March?
I know that, moron! I forgot to wish you, so I'm doing it now.
All right, same to you.
I see you broke up with Blank.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what he did.
No, it's okay. I'm doing fine now.
I can't believe I raised him to be such a grunt.
Anyways, are you seeing anyone?
No, I just need a break.
Oh, that's great. I actually wanted to confess something.
Okay, but before you say or do something, I should remind you that you're his best friend, and he thinks of you like his brother.
Why'd you have to say that, dude?
I don't think me not saying it is going to make a difference.
Do you even want me to confess?
No, I don't.
So, I was saying that I've had this major crush on you. I've been imagining things, and it makes me really happy. Not gonna lie, it's mostly sexual. Just being honest here.
WTF, dude, I said no.
But I don't think you really understand what I'm trying to say here. I'm not like your ex. I'm a much nicer guy. And, well, my dick is longer too. Oops, who said that?
You're making me uncomfortable. Just stop this.
Wow, he was right. You really are a B-word, aren't you? I'm just asking you to give me a chance here. I don't want a relationship or anything, so you can have your time and space if you want. But we can help each other here.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, you can get back at him and also have a great time.
Wow.
Exactly. Can I send you a picture?
WTF? Do you not get it? I'm not interested. And now I don't even want to talk to you ever.
Maybe you'll change your mind after seeing the picture.
Okay, this guy... This guy's pickup line is really,
hello, it's March, so Happy New Year, and by the way, here's my penis.
Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code rslash at checkout. That's rslash, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code rslash to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code rslash. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Our next post is a cross-post from r/online dating. This just happened. I was talking to a girl on Sunday and Monday after matching on Hinge. I asked if she would like to meet up since we found that we had a lot in common. She agreed enthusiastically. I gave her two options to pick from for a meetup. She said that she liked the idea of this, but never got back with an answer. 3 days later, I double texted and said jokingly, "Tough decision, huh?" And I let her know that we could do something other than what was suggested if she preferred. Then she unmatched without a response. I'm not sure why she unmatched, but that's irrelevant. I just wanted to know what might have been wrong with my setup here. I felt that giving her options was better than choosing for her. My options were roller skating or drinks. Wait, what? Why is this posted here? Oh, okay. Okay, I see. I'm willing to give up her full name, her age, school she went to, and what city she lives in. Let me know if you think that I should post this info. I personally believe that people should be shamed for their awful behavior. She was an N-word anyways. Nothing of value was lost. I was not expecting that plot twist at the end there. I gotta admit, that one really came out of left field. Well, dude, if I had to guess, she either Googled you and found out that you're a racist douchebag, or you inadvertently revealed that you're a racist douchebag, and then she unmatched you, because why shouldn't she? On this next post, OP has absolutely no idea who this girl is.
Hey, is this still blank?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
It's blank from Tinder. I saw your profile was back up, so I wanted to say hi. We matched a couple of years ago, but you had a girlfriend, so we never met up.
Then she tries to call OP and says,
"Oops, that was a butt dial. Sorry about that."
Then, 2 weeks later, she replies,
"Hey, hey, I forgot to tell you Happy New Year."
Hey, Blink, Happy New Year. To be honest, with all due respect, I don't exactly remember you by name, and I've cycled through like 2 new phones since then, lol. Sorry for my poor memory.
That's okay. It's been, I think, 4 years, lol. I'm glad that I found you back on Tinder. You were in a relationship for that long? I hope I didn't scare you away.
Then, 2 weeks later,
hey, it's blank. Hey, blank. Hey, OP, it's me again. Just checking in. How are you? I don't know if my texts and calls are going through. Are you getting my texts? Did you block me? Huh? Hello? Did I do something wrong? I was gonna ask you if you wanted to finally meet up and get dinner. We talked about that sushi place in Coral Gables. We could do that. I apologize for spam texting. I just really want to see if we could be something special. We spoke for a while and got on so well. Remember my dog Lucy? We talked about maybe going on a playdate. And Misha! How is Misha? You sent me the cutest picture of her. Hello? I'll take the silence as an answer. I'll leave you alone now. So, wait, you're actually not going to respond? That's so rude. All I wanted was to see if this would work, but whatever. Huh? Hello? Jesus Christ, hello? Just effing answer at least. I'm trying to work this out. We could have had a beautiful life together, and you're ignoring this. Ignoring us.
Man, I guess we're supposed to assume that this girl was basically just stalking this guy's social media for the past 4 years, waiting for her chance to strike? Yeesh. This next post is a cross post from r/amithebutthole. Am I the butthole for calling my best friend's girlfriend a gold digger? Okay, so I'm a 31-year-old woman, and my best friend, a 31-year-old guy, has started dating this girl who's 27 some weeks ago. She's now moved into his house and lives there. This girl is bad news. I've been trying to tell this to my BFF, but he's too pussy-whipped to listen. She doesn't pay rent, and she doesn't give him money for bills. When I expressed my concern, he just brushed it off, saying that he owns the house, so he doesn't need rent and he can afford bills on his own. When I went to meet him last night for dinner, I saw this shameless woman come in with a handful of shopping bags like she owns the place. My BFF wasn't in the room at that moment, but I went ballistic on the girl, saying that she's exploiting my friend and using him for money. She started crying. She's a bit of a typical girl like that, saying that she shops using my friend's credit card only for household stuff, and that there were just bed sheets and linens in the shopping bags. Now, I don't care, because I'd had enough looking at my friend wasting his life with this deadbeat girl. I let it slide for the first few days they seemed to be together because this girl came to the UK as a refugee a few years ago, and I sympathized with her. But she doesn't seem to do any better. She's not on par with my BFF intellectually. Her favorite singer is Taylor Swift, for crying out loud. And she seems more interested in cooking than trying to find a higher paying job. My BFF's cousin storms in hearing the commotion and starts berating me for making her cry. This girl is kind of the conventionally attractive type, so I'm not surprised to see another man defending her. When my BFF came in, she started crying and manipulating him like those types of women do, and he turned on me. He said that I'm lucky I'm a girl, or else I wouldn't have walked out on my own two legs. I cannot believe my ears. This girl has changed him. He hated fairy lights in the color pink, and now this girl has painted his living room wall in an awful Pepto-Bismol pink and strung fairy lights on the backyard. She's living there for free and brings nothing to the table. Except her body, I guess. I said this to my friend, and I noted how disappointed I was in him that after all these years of identifying as a feminist, he decided to settle on a live-in prostitute instead of searching for a real partner. His girl ran in crying to her room, and my BFF looked me in the eye and asked me to F off and that we're done. 7 years of friendship, and I was gone. Most of our friend group, especially the guys, think that I'm right, but my BFF's cousin, his girlfriend, etc., have all stopped talking to me. I don't believe in coddling my friends when they're doing things that could harm them. Does that make me the butthole? Alright, I'll just treat this like a r/amithebutthole post. Yes, you are the butthole, because you are very clearly infatuated with your friend. You want to be the girlfriend. You want him to pick you, so when he picked another girl instead, your response is to belittle that girl to try to drive a wedge between them. OP, you get 3 out of 5 buttholes. Everyone else gets 0 out of 5 buttholes.
Hey, you might not remember me, but I'm Blank's friend. We met at the pub on Saturday night.
Oh, hey Blank, how are you?
I'm great. It was really nice meeting you. It's a shame that you left so early.
Likewise. Yeah, I had to work on Sunday, so I decided to have an early night. I saw Blank's Snapchats. Looked like I missed out on a good time.
You did, haha. So, I really enjoyed talking to you before you left, and I was wondering if you'd like to catch up over a drink through the week. Or maybe you could come over to my place and we could Netflix and chill, haha.
Oh, I might be misreading the situation here, but you should probably know that I'm gay.
Okay, well, that's not the impression that I got from you at all. I'm pretty sure that you were flirting with me the other night, but whatever. I guess you're just an F-word who likes to lead nice girls on just for kicks.
Whoa, look, I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression, but that's not on.
Okay, I'm sorry that I said that. I guess I was just shocked. Friends?
I suppose.
I still think that we should hook up, though. I could fix you.
Fix me? Are you serious? What is wrong with you?
You know what? F you. All I'm trying to do is help you, but you're just being a dick to me. You don't know what you're missing out on. You will never find another girl like me who's nice and willing to go out of her effing way to make you a real man. Sorry, hun, but you've missed your chance. Don't ever effing talk to me again.
Okay. You'll never find another girl like me. The dude's gay, lady. He doesn't want any girl like you. All right, whatever.
That was r/niceguys versus r/nicegirls. And if you like this content, check out my second channel by clicking the link in the description. Also, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.